Better, faster, greener. Supermicro Resource Saving Server and Storage Systems with Intel Xeon Scalable Processors reduce the cost and environmental impact of your enterprise infrastructure. Learn more at supermicro.com.
I'm Charlie Turner in New York, and this is Tech News Briefing from the Wall Street Journal. Esports, in which professional video game players compete against each other, are growing in popularity. Some observers think esports will soon have a cybersecurity league where teams compete to hack each other's systems. We'll have the story in a moment. First, here are some tech headlines. Dell Technology swung to a quarterly profit, bolstered by a large tax benefit and record revenue at the division selling everything from laptops to computer workstations. Dell Thursday reported a higher adjusted profit of $2.15 per share, beating analyst projections of $1.50 a share. Sources say China is studying technology companies' reliance on American suppliers. It's an apparent attempt to assess their ability to withstand further trade tensions, even as Beijing prepares to roll out a retaliatory blacklist of foreign businesses. A Chinese official last week reiterated plans to release in the near future an unreliable entity list of foreign businesses and individuals that would face restrictions in their dealings with Chinese counterparts. The list is an apparent planned response to Washington's attempts to shut out telecommunications giant Huawei Technologies. The survey of domestic companies is part of China's longer-term goal of weaning itself off dependence on U.S. technology as a divide widens between the world's two largest economies. Apple is launching a new product repair program in the U.S. in which outside vendors can repair Apple products using the same parts and tools as the company's authorized service providers. Apple Thursday said businesses need to have an Apple-certified technician to apply for the company's repair program. Firms that qualify can buy diagnostic equipment, parts, and tools at the same price paid by the company's more than 5,000 authorized service providers worldwide. Apple plans eventually to expand the program outside the U.S. after having piloted the program with businesses in North America, Europe, and Asia over the past year. Separately, Apple says it plans to host a September 10th event at the Steve Jobs Theater on its corporate campus, where it's widely expected to unveil products including three new iPhone models.
Better, faster, greener. Supermicro Resource Saving Server and Storage Systems with Intel Xeon Scalable Processors reduce the cost and environmental impact of your enterprise infrastructure. Learn more at supermicro.com.
Millions of people watch esports, in which professional video game players compete in tournaments of Halo and Call of Duty. Some experts say viewers could one day be watching cybersecurity teams compete to hack one another's systems. Could this broaden the appeal of esports among youth and also perhaps lure them to work in the cybersecurity industry, which is sorely in need of talent? Let's talk with Wall Street Journal reporter James Rundle, who's part of the journal's pro cybersecurity team. James, it sounds like a good idea creating an esports category for cybersecurity, essentially to kill two birds with one stone, boosting interest in both esports and the overall industry?
Yeah, essentially. So cybersecurity has a pretty severe recruitment problem right now. Hundreds of thousands of vacancies in the U.S. alone, millions worldwide. So the idea is if you can broaden the appeal, attract youth through esports, then maybe you can help plug that gap.
Well, the question is, how interested would viewers really be in watching esports contestants patch systems? Isn't this kind of a laborious process?
It's a bit like watching paint dry. That's the problem. You know, you're watching people, the movies glorify it, but you're watching people essentially do their homework over computers. So there are some efforts underway to change this. One gentleman I spoke to, Jason Kaler, has done a proof of concept where it would visualize the action going on in a game format. He sort of put together something in the Unreal Engine, and it was pretty successful.
There have already been cyber esports competitions, haven't there, in the form of capture the flag contests, and there are more coming up. Why don't you talk about that?
Yeah, so there was one recently in August called Wicked Six, which pitted six teams from different colleges across the U.S. against each other, raising money for charity. It was a bit of a test, I think, just to see if it could work in that kind of format with a live audience, and it seemed to go pretty well. They're doing it again next year. Capture the Flag contests do happen at most hacker conferences throughout the world, specifically DEF CON and Black Hat, the biggest ones. But this is one of the first times that it's really had all the trappings of an esports tournament as well.
A big one is scheduled to take place in the fall season, featuring thousands of students covering, 2 months?
Yeah, so this is the National Cyber League. It's a really interesting program that's been run since 2012. A gentleman called Daniel Manson at UCal Polytechnic. Pomona runs it. And essentially it allows high school and college students to compete individually and in teams against each other over the course of two seasons. They run in the spring and the fall semesters. And it's been pretty successful. It's grown from just under 1,000 players in 2012 to around hopefully 6,000 this fall.
And there are different brackets, hard, medium, easy?
Yeah, the idea is that you can appeal to anybody, whether they're super experienced at cybersecurity or whether they're a complete novice, and they'll get bracketed with others of their ability types, so they're not going up against pro hackers, essentially.
Couldn't student players leverage their game experience as kind of a replacement for, you know, on-the-job experience when applying for a cybersecurity position?
Exactly, yeah. I mean, as a lot of people know, you know, jobs are quite tough to get in specialized industries without having experience already, even the entry-level ones. So what the NCL does, which is really interesting, is they provide a scouting report for every player that shows their strengths, their weaknesses, how they did throughout the season. And quite a few of them have parlayed that into actually bringing that to job interviews and getting careers in the industry as a result.
Well, how many job openings are there currently in the cybersecurity field? I imagine there are thousands of them.
In the U.S., there's about 315,000 at present. Worldwide, there's nearly 3 million, which is astronomical. The problem being, of course, that it's such a specialized industry, it can take up to 10 years to train someone to be effective in this. So you have a massive, massive on-ramp to actually getting into it, and there's a huge need for people in this industry.
Wall Street Journal pro cybersecurity reporter James Rundle, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
And that's Tech News Briefing. I'm Charlie Turner in New York for the Wall Street Journal.